Hello, my name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint Westerville. Welcome to the DriveCast. This past Sunday, I taught from the book of Romans in chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Let me read those verses to you. It says, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one might dare even to die. But God shows his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." I think it's easy to be confused about what it is that makes us valuable. And I'll say why is that you and I typically put value on others or even ourselves by the things that we are, the things that we can do, the things we're able to produce, or even the way we behave. But in Romans 5, 6, it says Christ died for those who were powerless or those who were weak. They had ungodly behavior. You and I were in that state, and we couldn't bring anything of value from ourselves to God that would make us valuable enough for him to love us. And that's what makes it confusing, because it's so easy to believe the opposite based on, you know, what you and I experience every day. I would say this way, that in the kingdom of God, value is counterintuitive. Counterintuitive basically means contrary to intuition or common sense expectation, yet often true. So in the scriptures, when it says that Christ died for us, even when we were sinners or even enemies of God, we didn't have any value at all. But Christ died for us because he loved us. So the question then is, well, what is it that makes us valuable? If we can't offer something of ourselves to God to make us valuable, what is it that makes us valuable? And that's the thing. In the kingdom of God, you are not loved because you're valuable. You are valuable because you're loved. I have a friend who's a pastor who used to tell this story about his son having one of those little blankets that he would go to sleep with. And they were on a trip, and on the way home, several hours later, they realized they had forgotten his little blanket. And that child, that little toddler, just screamed and wailed all the way home and wouldn't sleep. And two nights in, they paid whatever it took to have that little blanket next day aired to them. It wasn't that the blanket had value, it's that the blanket was loved, and that's what made the blanket so valuable. I think in the same way, we have to go against our intuition. Our intuition tells us that we have to bring something to God. We have to do something to make us valuable. But the reality is, we are absolutely valuable because who it is that loves us. And I think that really gives us a new identity in Christ. That instead of believing that we were, valuable based on something that we do, Scripture actually says that we were weak, we were sinners, and we were enemies. But because of the gospel, we are changed, and now we're identified in this way. We are justified, we are saved, and we are reconciled to God. The gospel, we are undeniably flawed by sin, but we are unbelievably loved through the cross. That is the beauty of the gospel. So the question is, how do I undo the belief that somehow I'm valuable to God because of something I do? Maybe you've even felt that way, that if you do something good, if you go to church enough times, if you pray enough times, if you write enough checks, if whatever it is that you do, that maybe you feel closer to God. That's just not true at all. The reality is that God loves you regardless. And when that truth starts to really permeate inside your soul, the things that God wants to do in and through your life start to naturally come out in a way that glorifies God and what he's trying to do in and through your life, rather than you and I believing that somehow we're going to make ourselves more valuable to God. To wherever you're at today, I just want you to reflect on that truth. Maybe submit your mind and your ideas of what it is that makes you valuable to God, and let him start to define the way that you see yourself and see others. Take a second to pray about that. Thank you so much for being part of the DriveCast today. Let that be an encouragement to you. Take care. Until next time.